brushing your hair, you might use a comb or you might use a
brush.
And if you are not going to comb your hair, you'll say, well, I've got to
brush it.
To sharpen a razor, in the old days, a man used a leather
strap.
To shoot a rifle, before it will shoot, you have to put in a
cartridge.
When you were growing up, did you have any homemade toys that you used outside, for example, to ride on?
They bought me a little red wagon.
What about something that was built? Like maybe you had a plank that you fastened to a stump?
Oh, seesaws. Uh-huh. And then we had the little stick horses.
Did you ever have anything that you fastened maybe to a piece of wood and then it went around and around and around?
You're thinking about the merry-go-round, but I didn't have one.
I've seen them, though,
merry-go-round.
What about a long, limber plank that's supported on both ends and you bounce up and down on it?
Well, we didn't bounce on them. And that day they didn't have them for us, but I've seen them, and my children have had them coming up.
I see. Did they call them anything?
Jumping board.
Jumping board. Mm-hmm. All right. When you used coal in your fireplace, you might have a little container next to the fireplace that you kept a small amount of coal in.
Scuttle.
Mm-hmm. What I'm thinking about. Something used in a yard to move things around, usually maybe if you're gardening, has one wheel and two handles.
Wheelbarrow.
To sharpen, say, a knife or something, you have a little
quick rock.
Right. And you,
a file.
A file. Okay. Now, the file would be a metal.
Metal to do the holes. And the other quick rock to put knives and things.
Now, that's the kind you carry in your pocket, right?
I guess
or you carry it around.
You carry it around.
What about the
they
big
have one
ones?
Stationed on the on a table or somewhere where a wet rock they call it.
Oh, I see. Now it was it the kind that
turn
would shrink with a handle.
Mm-hmm.
See, and it would be a wet rock too.
That's what we call it.
All right. A car.
Grinding rock.
A grinding rock. All right. Terrific. You remember that?
The wet rock is the one to carry in the pocket. The grinding rock is the one that's stationed on the corner here.
I see. And you turned a little handle,
kind of handle
to grind it. It's necessary to do certain things to a car to keep it running. And when a car starts to squeak, you say, well, it's about time that
I have a checkup.
All right. And when you have this checkup, you'll say, they are going to put this black goo on my car. They're going to my car.
I'm going to
grease
my car.
And yesterday the mechanic
greased
my car. And when he was through, his hands were really
dirty
and
greasy.
Okay. All right. When you have your car checked, the mechanic may look at it and say, gee, I think we need to add a quart of
oil. Oh, yeah.
In the lamps, in the olden days, they burned not, it wasn't an electric lamp, but they burned.
Oh, yeah, kerosene.
Is kerosene?
Coal oil, they called it.
That's the same thing. All right. A lamp or a torch that you might make with a rag or a bottle or a can. Can you think of any names for those?
The only thing I think of is a pine knot torch.
A pine knot torch. Mm-hmm. All right. Inside a tire, they used to have, and some still do, have a rubber inner
lining.
All right. There's something else they called it, too. It was an
inner tube.
All right. Do they have many boats around in this area?